Charlie, it sounds a bit strange to look back on your first term at a new school, but how have you found things at Saracens?
It's been really good, thank you. Yeah, it's settled in quicker than probably I thought it would be. Probably because I guess this place, they make you feel very welcome, and they made it very easy from the start, really. And it's been really enjoyable time so far. So hopefully that'll continue.
I mean, it was what, 11, 12 seasons at Sale. Has 8 months at Saracens changed your game noticeably?
I think it's just having the opportunity to work with different coaches and then get a different understanding of the game and how they approach things and how they see fit and what they think the best ways to go about winning games. And Saracens have proved over the last, well, 2 years really, by being in one Premiership final and losing that and then winning obviously last year, they're proving that they seem to have a winning formula, and it's just, for me, is about picking up and learning from the coaches and understanding why that works.
Has it reignited you as a player? I mean, everybody wants a new challenge. And obviously everything that's happened with the World Cup, with Johnny now retiring, has that spurred you on a little bit more, perhaps?
I don't think the fact that Johnny's retired has spurred me on at all, no. I have aspirations to achieve, be that at club level, be that international level. So the fact that Johnny's retired has no bearing on that. Ultimately, I want to play to the best of my ability. I want to push everybody around me. I want to perform and play well, and I want to win things.
You've played a lot of big matches at Twickenham before. This, the big match with Harlequins, is going to be a bit different, I guess. It looks like it's going to be a nigh-on sellout. It should be a fantastic event.
Yeah, I mean, to look at it before the start of the season, if you're going to put 1v2 at Twickenham at Christmas time, when everybody wants to go and watch a rugby match, it's going to be an exciting game, I think. We're obviously all looking forward to it. We know what a tough game it's going to be. Harlequins have set a good example so far with the league and in Europe as well by winning away at Toulouse. So we know we're not in for an easy ride, but we'll do everything we can to get a win.
Yeah, I mean, both teams have had good wins in Europe. Harlequins, as you say, unbeaten in the Aviva Premiership, but Saracens with a point to prove, and they've enjoyed going to Twickenham recently, so that should hold no fears.
Well, I think really by looking at the table, if Harlequins win this game, then they've got a massive cushion on us in second place and everybody below us, I suppose, then has the opportunity to close a gap between us in third and the rest of the table. So we see it as a big challenge to close the gap on Harlequins as well and obviously and keep that cushion that we have to the rest of the table and hopefully we can do that on the 27th.
As you say, the 27th is right in the middle of that Christmas week, so it doesn't help the Hodgson family in terms of Christmas preparations. I hope Santa's going to be generous in the Hodgson household.
Yeah, I'm sure he will be.